we're not dealing with something that's human, we're dealing with something that's off planet. I've been trying to understand what does the United States government actually know about entities and technologies from alleged UFO crash retrievals, which would have provoked an American policy that really comes down to denial to the point of misinformation in the interests of national security since at least the Truman administration in 1947, while at the same time over these several decades, the American government and corporations, according to people who are whistleblowers on the inside, there has been back engineering of the very same alien technology that has always been denied. And one of the things that has always kind of haunted me is that when I was working first on A Strange Harvest and traveling all over the West making that documentary, and then in 1983, I started working on a special for Home Box Office going beyond A Strange Harvest, and I was down in the Corona, New Mexico area, and I met a couple of ranchers who had lived there their whole life. One of them was old enough to have been in the Corona area in 1947. He said that he had known Mac Brazel, the rancher who allegedly went out on July 4th to the sheriff in Roswell and said he'd found all that strange debris.
Exactly.
Well, this rancher, talking to me back in around 1983, said that he had always heard that there was a quote-unquote horrible secret that was associated with whatever the heck it was that came down in that area. But he didn't know the details. Now, I have kept up with Bob and Ryan Wood's Majestic Documents collection.
Yes.
And in fact, in the middle of April, there's going to be another large conference, the X Conference in Washington. And these issues of why would there be such a strict policy of denial in the interest of national security around whatever has come down out of the skies into various parts of the country, and do we have any insights about what this horrible secret might have been alluding to back in 1947.
And I wonder what his definition of horrible could be. I mean, could three aliens, dead aliens perhaps to him, have been horrible? Or do you think there was much more to it?
Well, this is part of what I'm going to be laying out here and discussing also at that Gaithersburg X conference. And that is, among some of the documents that have emerged, there is one called the, and I'm reading now from the title, Top Secret Ultra Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit Summary Intelligence Assessment File, with the first sentence beginning, the extraordinary recovery of fallen airborne objects in the state of New Mexico between July 4th to July 6th, 1947. And the reference is plural to more than one landing site. Now, this particular IPU intelligence assessment has a date of September 4th, 1960 on it. So we're talking about something coming out of our government, and the authority on this document says that Lieutenant General John A. Sanford, director of the National Security Agency, is the authority for this IPU document, and it was approved by Alan Dulles, director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and it is a document stamped Top Secret Magic Ultra. On page 6 of the document, 5 non-human bodies are described as they were found with a crashed aerial vehicle at a site on the what would be the northern end of the White Sands Missile Range in July 1947, not the Mac Brazel Ranch between Corona and Roswell.
Could it have been another one?
There are supposed to be 3, George.
Okay, we know about the 2, yeah. All right.
Yeah, the third one was 30 miles east of Alamogordo. And these were referred to as LZ-1, 2, and 3, which stands for Landing Zone 1, 2, and 3. And the paragraph 12 in this Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit summary says, quote, I'm quoting, the most disturbing aspect of this investigation was that there were other bodies found not far from landing zone 1 between Corona and Roswell that looked as if they had been dissected as you would a frog.
Oh, my.
It is not known if Army field surgeons had performed exploratory surgery on these bodies. Animal parts were reportedly discovered inside the craft at landing zone 2, which was defined as being in the northern part of the White Sands missile range.
What an incredible document.
Okay, now, these dissected humanoid bodies and animal parts inside of one of these craft of three that they retrieved, some were debris. One was the one east of Alamogordo was supposed to have come in on an impact that pretty much destroyed or crumpled it. But the landing zone 2 craft, the one that allegedly had the animal parts, was supposed to have been retrieved pretty much intact with these five non-human bodies. And if you were President Harry S. Truman at that time in 1947, you would have to have been scared and his colleagues so badly that they would have agreed that a tight lid had to be placed on UFOs and a policy of complete denial in the interest of national security while they tried to learn more and figure out what they were up against.